How many mitzvahs are there in the Torah in honor of Sadi Goin? Okay, today is Rav Sadi Goin's yard site. Rav Sadi Goin was, I was reading up about Rav Sadi Goin for a reason. I had to go look into Rav Sadi Goin. And Rav Sadi Goin was a very, very broad person. One thing you get Rav Sadi Goin on his today's yard site, Zechuso Yogin Aleinu. He was broad. His whole outlook on life was very vast. We live in a world today of specialists. Today, everyone is a specialist. Go to a doctor, every doctor has a specialty. No one knows from someone else. Every profession, you go call a plumber, this is what I do. You want this? No, that's not what I do. You call an electrician, I only do low voltage. I don't do high voltage. Go call this guy. I only do washing machines. I don't go do dryers. Everyone today lives in a little world. You have a specialty, go to a Rav. I know Hilchas Shabbos. I don't know Hilchas Nida. Yeah, you go to a different Rav. Go to Rav Hilchas Nida. I only know this. That's the way we live today. We live today and everyone is a specialist. Rav Sadi Goin was everything. He had this broadness of conquering the entire world. He brought together, he had the ability to bring together many elements and many different, he broke down walls. They have all these neschois today in politics. I don't know all the terminology. He broke down walls. He broke down divisions amongst people. He made peace between different groups of Klal Yisrael. In his lifetime, there was a time when like I mentioned before, where there was a dispute as to when is the correct date for Pesach. The Yom Tov of Pesach, and he was able to make peace between the different groups to preserve the calendar for Klal Yisrael. In his Torah, there's a broadness in his Torah. One of the two classic ideas, there are two things that come to mind which are classics. Tikiyah Shofar, everyone knows Rav Sadi Goin gives 10 reasons as to why we blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Okay? 10 reasons. Everyone always begins the laws of Rosh Hashanah by quoting the 10 reasons of Rav Sadi Goin. And then the other famous is relevant for Shavuos. Rav Sadi Goin says that in the Aseres Hadibrois lies all Taryag mitzvahs. And he goes on to enumerate. He takes all 613 mitzvahs. Okay, I'm assuming he's taking the 613 mitzvahs of the Rambam. There are many different countings. You have the Rambam, and you have the Ramban, and you have the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolois, and the Sefer Mitzvahs Ketanois, and you have the Chinuch. Everyone has a different version of Taryag mitzvahs. What are the Taryag mitzvahs? But Rav Sadi Goin, I don't know if he has his own, maybe he has his own, I really do not know. But he shows that in the Aseres Hadibrois lies, they are the categories from which emanate all of the Taryag mitzvahs. And I think he takes the Taryag mitzvahs and he breaks them into 10 groups, and this group is Nichlal in Anoichi. This group is Nichlal in Lo Yielcha. This group is Nichlal in Shabbos. Okay, that's what that's what he does. How do you know that? It's a medrash, because the medrash that we don't have time for the medrash, but there's a medrash that makes it as clear as day. Is that on the Aseres in the Luchos were not just written the 10 Dibros, the 10 commandments. It was written in between each Dibor. There are all different types of medrashim, Bengal, Legal. It was also either etched, written, alluded to, all of the Taryag mitzvahs. Rav Sadi Goin, he elaborates upon this principle. What am I trying to say over here? Is that the number 613 in this Maimer Chazal is very significant. Hashem gave us 613 mitzvahs. What they are, that is a major, major life work to figure out what are the 613. Because the truthfully speaking, you can come up with a list that's a lot larger than 613. You obviously have to at some point in time and say that some of the mitzvahs are grouped together in one group. why this mitzvah, not that mitzvah. And that's the difference between the Rambam, the Chinuch, the Ramban, the Smag. Everyone has a different way of looking at the Torah and trying to decipher it and to fit into the words of the Medrash that claim there are exactly 613. Now, here's the issue. The issue is, on Shavuos, we lay in Sefer Rus. One of the reasons why we lay in Sefer Rus is because Rus is Begematria 606, right? 606. Resh is 200. The last letter is Tav is 400. 200 plus 400 is 600. And the Vav in the middle is 6. Rus is 606. And what else do we add to 606? 7. What are the 7? The Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. There is an overlap. Goyim have Zayin Mitzvos B'nei Noach. And we have 613. There is an overlap. An overlap of 7. So Rus HaMoviah, she observed originally the 7 Mitzvos. 7 mitzvahs. And when she converted, she added to those 7, 606, for a grand total of 613. Very nice, right? It's a very nice Maimon Chazal. Here's the problem. Problem is, I have another Maimon Chazal. Another Maimon Chazal. I don't know if this is a Balaturim. It's not a Chazal, but there are other Maimon Chazal which support this idea. Go back to ancient sources. How many letters are there in the Aseres HaDibros? From Anochi Hashem Elokecha until V'chol Asher L'Sachmoid, V'chol Asher L'Re'echa. How many letters are there in the Aseres HaDibros? So if you'll take out a Chumash and count, you will discover 620. Keser Yitnu L'cha. 620 is Begematria Keser, the crown. What do you mean 620? Aren't there supposed to be 613? You know what the answer is? 613 plus another 7 mitzvahs. Now which 7? So there are which seven? So there are two mahalchim. There are 7 mitzvahs dirabonon, which is quite a challenge. What they are, because you can say there are only 100 mitzvahs to Rabbanan. How do you get 7? That's quite a statement. Or you can say there are 7 mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And by the way, that's also a big challenge to define what the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noyach are. But at least that number is established. So when you add 613 and 7, what do you get? You get 620. So what do we got here? We have a contradiction. When it comes, look at these two Mamari Chazal, all these two ideas. Why do we lay in Rus on Shavuos? There are 100 reasons. But one of the reasons, at least a little remez, and the remez I'm telling you is not just this remez, there are other examples which we're out of time, so we're not going to have time to go through all the details, but there are other Mamari Chazal that say the same idea. Because there are really only 600, because there are 606, and Rus observed the Zayin Mitzvahs. So Zayin Mitzvahs plus 606 equals 613. Yet another time, Torah, we have Tayag Mitzvahs, there are 620 letters, Keser Yidnu L'cha, other examples of 620, which means the number 620 is a magic number in Judaism, because it means 613 plus the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. Manavshach, are the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach included in the Taryag Mitzvahs? Or are the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach not included in Taryag Mitzvahs? You have to decide. You can't have it both ways. Now first, we have to appreciate one basic yisur from the Rambam. This is a famous, famous Rambam. The Rambam goes to town on this, and the Rambam says that today, we as Jews, we as members of Klal Yisrael, when we observe the Zayin Mitzvahs, it's not because of Noach, it's not because of creation, it's because they were given to us anew by Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Okay, one of the Zayin mitzvahs is don't kill, lo sirtzach. The reason why a Jew observes the mitzvah of lo sirtzach is because of Har Sinai, not because of Noach. When Noach came out of the Teva, he was mekabel certain basic principles. And because we observe Midin Sinai, it has a different set of rules, both in Hashkafa and even in Halacha. The classic example is abortion. Is abortion murder? For a Jew, it's not. It's not murder. Because based upon the rules that of Lo Sirtzach that were given to us at Har Sinai, it's not. But for a non-Jew, it's murder. It's a pasuk. Horeg Adam be'Adam, a man in a man, a human being with which Chazal understands him that to Noach, Hashem told him abortion is categorically forbidden. But for a Jew, it's not. For a Jew, there is no such rule of Adam be'Adam. We hold Ubar Yerech Imoy. It's not yet considered to be a human being, and there's no technical violation of murder when it comes to abortion. I'm not saying you're allowed to do it. There are other issues. There are many other issues, many complicated issues, extremely complex issues, but it's not considered to be murder. It's not correct, but it's not murder. But for a Ben Noach, it's murder. Why? Because when we observe a mitzvah, it's not for the same reason why a Ben Noach observes a mitzvah. Okay, so that's what the Rambam. So if you take that Rambam to an extreme, then the number 620 is a very good number, because it means that we have 613 mitzvahs, and the Goyim have a different set of seven mitzvahs. It happens to be their cousins. Seven of the mitzvahs of the Goyim are cousins to seven of our 613. They have different rules, different hashkafa. Look today, what's going on in the hospitals. You see today that, you know, even among the Goyim, what is the value of life? It's all part of the very big issue. Should you open up? If you open up too early, it's almost a given someone's going to die from corona. But if you don't open up, someone's going to die from domestic violence. Someone's going to die of suicide. Someone's not going to have elective surgery and he's going to die. Someone's not going to be diagnosed properly. Someone's going to die from poverty. Okay, so what do you do? What do you do? Well, but corona is Issa, come on. It's in front of us. All of those things are together, Lessa, come on. They're abstract. All right, I don't know. No one knows the answer to these questions, but all of these issues, the starting point of all of these issues is, tell me, sir, what's the value of human life? Tell me how you value human life. And that's where it starts. And from there, we diverge in where is, when you make a calculated risk, it has a nafkamina in life, both ways. I don't know. I have no clue. Don't think I know nothing. These are very big issues. What is life all about? For a guy, it's a different set of rules than it is for a Jew because of Matan Torah. So if you look at the Rambam and L'Chor, then 620 is a better number. 613 for us, 7 for them. The 7 for them is not the same as us. But what about Rus? Rus didn't look at it like that. Rus looked at it as 7. And then when it comes Yom Tov of Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, we're getting another 606 to meet the number 613. And that's where the number stops. So one answer, that the answer to this question is exactly the point. Very quickly, what does it say in what do we have? Nase v'nishma. Kol asher dibar Hashem nase v'nishma. That's not what it says in the Torah. Before Klal Yisrael said Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Naseh V'Nishma, they first said Nishma. Back in the very beginning, Naseh V'Nishma appears in Parashas Mishpatim. In Parashas Yisroi, it says Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Naseh. It says Nishma. And I don't have the pasuk on the tip of my tongue. There's a process. The process is first Nishma and then Nase V'Nishma. It's really a three-step process. Rus is coming mitzad Nishma. Rus already observed, came close to Hashem through Nishma. And for her, Nishma was 7. She then was mekabel Nishma v'nase. Let me now go forward with the additional 606 to be mashlim 613. When she added those 606, she now came to a new appreciation of the original 7, to a new element of Nishma, which then brought her to 620. In other words, Eilu v'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. You don't jump, a guy, a non-Jew, doesn't jump from zero to 613. It doesn't go like that. A guy starts out Judaism with 7. In other words, you don't go, there are steps. The pasuk is teaching you, it's teaching you a principle of a process. A pagan, you have a non-believer, a total nincompoop, a pagan, the full sense of the word. He does not go from zero to, oh, I want to be a Jew. I want to be a Jew. 613. 613 mitzvahs like a Jew. And then he discovers, oh, the non-Jews out there in the world, they observe 7 mitzvahs. But those 7 mitzvahs, I never observed those 7 mitzvahs. No. You cannot skip steps. To become a Jew, you first start out with 7. We started out with 7. We were B'nai Noach until Matan Torah. You start out with 7. And then you add to those 7, 606. That's Rus. And then when you desire to add those 606 and you reach the final goal of Matan Torah, you then come to a new appreciation of the first 7. And then it's a different 7. Those 7, after you take upon yourself the 606, then you have a new nishma, a new appreciation of the original 7, which renews itself to 620. Now, it's not like it was before. Now, I've added another 7. The original 7 are not the way I understood them originally. So in a sense, the total is 613. Klal Yisrael at the end of the day has 613 mitzvahs. But we've reached the goal of Keser Yitnu Lecha by going through a process of 620. You live in this world, you makir. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hayu Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz. B'yomahu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. You have to have a spark of divinity in you to become a Jew. And then, okay, let's go and add the 606. Now you get the 606 plus the 7. I'm now at 613. Then you go through a renewal process and coming to appreciate that the original spark of divinity that is within you, the Zai, it's not like I thought. The 606 has revealed a new hidden light in those 7. And now let me renew my appreciation, my rules of those 7. So what do you have when the day is over? 613, not 620. But you've gone through a process that forced you to focus the entire process on the number 620. When we say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Keser Yidnu Lecha, Keser is Begematria 620, we're saying to the Ribbono Shel Olam, there are no shortcuts in life. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. Press a few buttons and the money comes out of the ATM machine. It doesn't work like that. The number 620 represents the process of acquiring the 613. Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful day. Stay safe. Stay secure. Flatten the curve. And be well and enjoy everything that you do.
Have a good day.
David? David is... Oh, very interesting. That's how do you get David? Ah, very interesting. Okay, that's 620. Okay, nice.
What did he say? What did you just say?
Rus plus David.
What's the gematria?
David is 14. David is 14. David is 14.
Right.
Rus is 606. 606 plus 14 is 620. Keser. It's who sat next to David HaMelech. No, that's not the Shlomo HaMelech. Ima Shel Malchus was Shlomo, not David. Okay, but Rus and David, they go together. The Malchus of David. The Malchus of David comes from Rus.
With together with the Aseros HaDibros.
With Torah.
Maaseh and Nishma coming both in Mishpatim.
Okay, I made a mistake then. Not Nishma also? There's a Nishma, then there's a Nasa v'Nishma. Before they said Nishma, it first says Nasa v'Nishma. Mishpatim, right. So the real Seder is Nishma, Nasa v'Nishma.
Gimel and Zion.
Rabbi Goldwich.
This is the Hasidic Shat. Nasa will go back to the shuls. Then Nishma will hear afterwards if you're allowed to.
Have a nice day, everybody.
I'm a Paziza.
Then you'll see if you'll be healthy.
Right. First jump into the fire, then decide if you're going to get burned or not.
You That's don't have to be from the Asara Rishonim.
Yeah. So what the Shaila is, if they tell you if you're over, let's say, 60, don't come to shul, so do you have to try to find the minion?
No. The answer is no. Okay, of course
so
not.
Then when you come back to shul, do you have to chazer the Kriyas HaTorah? No, because they told you not to go.
Yeah, you're right. It's not. Look, the truth is, I don't know for sure, but it does not appear that anyone will be laning all of the lost parashiyos for one very simple reason, because many people. Have already participated in illegal minyanim over the last couple of weeks. And they've already heard a parsha here, a parsha there.
So is an illegal minyan a mitzvah baba avera? Well, it's not even a mitzvah.
Who says it's a mitzvah? It was an activity. Who says davening now is a mitzvah? For many people, they'll tell you it's an activity. An activity of distraction to get out of the house. Many people will tell you, what, we're davening? What, are you crazy? We're davening? We're not davening. This is just a game. Why are you doing it? Because I'm going out of my mind. I need some structure in my life. I'm not davening.
It's a man's club.
Exactly. Many people will tell you, they will openly admit to you that what they're doing in their backyard is not about God. It's about creating in their life structure to save them from losing their marbles and to prepare them for maybe one day they'll be able to reconnect with the Ribbono Shel Olam through a real prayer. It's just a matter of to do something. They're going out of their minds. Now the weather is much nicer. So now people, it's a real issue of having, see, until now, having a backyard minion was a very big problem. Because you get sick. You go out in the freezing cold and rain. You get sick going out. Who's asking you to do this? Now the weather is very nice. And now it seems, I don't know nothing, it seems that many Rabbanim are giving the A-OK to do it. I know a certain group of people, they already have 8 minyanim, they have a network. And the network is by invitation only. You only can participate in the minyan if you're invited, and there's a marshal. Each minyan has an appointed marshal, and you have to have a mask, and you have to be 10 feet apart, and you're given a location, you have to sign up, and you have to commit yourself to make sure you come to them, because if you don't come, you don't have a minyan. Because the minyanim are mitzumsum, because it's only by invitation only, and if someone shows up who's not allowed, they eject him. And if someone sneezes in the minyan, they have gallows. They have gallows, and they hang him up on the gallows.
Since the yeshivas became open, Corona's gone.
Oh yeah, you wish.
All these rabbanim are they paiskim on dina nefashas? Why do we rely on them?
God,
this dumb guy, you know, the smicha is worth, like you were talking yesterday. It's a yairi. He knows how to learn. But he doesn't know how to paskin on people's lives, that's all.
The Roy Loimar Adon Olam.
Yeah, they can say, they get smicha to say Adon Olam.
It says in the smicha.
So
who who lamed be yeshiva? It says, a talmid hazeh who lamed be yeshiva, who ochal, he ate aruchas aboike, aruchas sarayim, the royal licrois anim zemirois, the gam yigdal.
Yeah, and he was good. He never missed a breakfast in yeshiva.
That's the smicha. That's the smicha. He's Roy to say anim zemirois yigdal.
On Shavuos night, how does one say Birchas HaShachar if he's learning all night at home?
Ooh, good question. So you don't. So those brachos you have to skip. If you're going to stay up the entire night yourself at home, then you skip those brachos. The brachos of...
You go to your backyard and you yell out, Ashanat HaLasech Mivina, because you don't have seichel, only the sechmi has seichel.
In Achnami, so you can say every bracha. The bracha that you're not going to say is Elokai Neshama. You're not going to say that bracha. You're not going to say the bracha of Hamavir Shena, the last bracha. And you're not going to make a bracha on the Talis Gatan. Talis, that's not get you. Talis Gatan, anyway, can make a bracha on Talis. Just two brachas, I think. There are two brachas you cannot make. You can't make the bracha of Elokai Neshama and Hamavir Shena. And the tilas yodayim, you can make. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to first go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom, and then you make the tilas yodayim. Okay, we'll learn about this. And then when you wake up later, if you take a nap and you wake up later in the afternoon, then you can make those two brachas later on. So you don't make the brachas. So big deal. You don't make the brachas. The world goes on. If the world continues to exist, even if you do not make the brachas. So someone says to me, I say, what's going to be Rosh Hashanah? I'm not going to go to shul, Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, everybody, I'm leaving.
Okay, have a good day. And Rosh Hashanah, I'm not going to go to shul, Rosh Hashanah, right? I'm not going to go to shul.